Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Balrampur Chini Mills Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Jenny Rose from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Balrampur Chini Mills Q1 FY26 results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Vivek Saraogi, Chairman and Managing Director of Balrampur Chini Mills, Ms. Avantika Saraogi, Executive Director, and Pramod Patwari, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We would now like to begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for the question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Saraogi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, and good afternoon. And thank you once again for joining us on our Balrampur Chini Mills Q1 FY26 earnings call. I trust all of you have had the opportunity to go through our results presentation. I will initiate the call giving a brief update on the current developments in the sector. According to ISMA, sugar production for the upcoming season, that is 25-26, is expected to be around 350 lakh tons, the pre-diversion, up about 18% from 29.6 million tons in the previous year. These are early estimates and are based on satellite imagery, rainfall data, field reports across three key cane growing states. While the overall sugarcane area has increased only marginally, favorable monsoon conditions and improved crop health are expected to drive higher productivity. State-wise, Maharashtra is expected to see a 42% increase in sugar production, and these are all pre-diversion figures, expected to touch about 13.2 million. Karnataka, in early estimates, may register a jump of 23%, touching 6.6 million, while UP may be in remaining stable at 10.2 million. In UP, there is a decline in cane area, but we are hoping for a much better yield based on improved crop resilience and better disease management. This anticipated surplus presents both opportunities and challenges for the sector. To maintain the market stability and avoid pricing pressure on sugar, a diversion of 4.5 million tons into ethanol and around 2 million tons of exports will be the key decisions. This will help balance inventory while supporting India's clean energy objectives. However, with the ethanol prices under juice and B-heavy routes unchanged for 2 years, the industry continues to now eagerly await the timely policy support, including revisions in ethanol price and minimum sale price of sugar, MSP, as popularly called. Such measures will be critical to sustaining sector profitability and ensuring timely payments to farmers in the surplus year. Coming to our Balrampur's business performance, company began the fiscal on a steady note with revenues rising in both sugar and distillery segment on back of higher volumes and realizations. Sugarcane crushing operation during the quarter declined by approximately 66%, resulting in a 65% drop in sugar production and leading to an under-absorption of fixed overheads due to the short season. Our focus remains on strengthening cane availability through developmental initiatives and varietal rebalancing in future seasons, and I would request Avantika to elaborate more on this when she speaks. At the same time, we are closely tracking policy developments as supportive measures, particularly in ethanol pricing and MSP, would be instrumental as previously stated. Our PLA polylactic initiative remains a key pillar for our future growth strategy. In recent years, we have progressed from concept to detail engineering, secured strategic technological partnerships, and aligned with the project with evolving regulatory and market trends that favor green alternatives to petrochemical plastics. With construction activities now underway, we are building a domestic market by trading imported PLA to seed demand, increase awareness amongst manufacturers and converters, and encourage local production of PLA-based end products. This phased market development approach is helping us establish strong early customer relationships and ensure market readiness for a smooth transition to in-house production targeted for commissioning in Q3 FY27, which is October 2026. Till July end, we have spent about 927 crores, comprising 460 crores through debt, balance from internal accruals towards gross capex, which is around 2850 crores. Our long-term strategy is centered on sustainable growth, innovation, and disciplined capital allocation. The sugar and distillery business has evolved into stable contributors over the past few years. This year, we await the government policy, delivering steady cash flows in challenging operating environments. Looking ahead, we see the pioneering PLA project as a structural pivot that will diversify our portfolio into bioplastics and position Balrampur at the forefront of green transformation. By maximizing value from every stick of cane and leveraging our integrated model, we aim to contribute meaningfully towards transition to a circular economy and a more self-reliant, sustainable future. I'd now request Avantika to give you an update on cane and maybe a little bit on PLA and thereafter Pramod.
Good afternoon, everyone. So just to begin with cane. So as already stated, UP has seen a slight decline. Ours is also, I think, flattish to maybe a slight decline. We'll be able to give better figures in the next quarter. Because the display and corrections are still on, but we don't see a very big challenge there. But having said that, the yields are definitely looking better. This is owing to the distribution of the rain. So I just want to compare it to last year. Last year, we had good rain as well, if you quantify it in inch terms. But the distribution was a bit, leaving us to ask for. In fact, in few of our factories, we had very big floods during the maturity period, and this resulted in a lower crushing and recovery than expected. More effect on recovery than crushing, I would say, even over there. And this year, the distribution up till now has been actually very, very favorable. This also indicates that there might be a couple of winter showers, which, as we have been stating for the past 1 year, increases the yield and recovery in plant cane a lot. So we're quite hopeful for the weather conditions this year. And I just want to also highlight that last year, even though we had about a 10% lower cane area, our crushing only dropped by 1.75%, 1.75%. And this just shows the on-ground activities and work for yield and disease management, which have resulted in our positive even in a bad year. So where everybody is declining, we are able to sort of get something better out of it. And in favorable weather conditions, I think we should keep the outperformance up. Our pest and disease control is very, very tight. We have negligible, I would say, pest and disease encroachment of any kind. Our ratoon management has actually been a big kicker, which we saw a bit of last year, and we should see even better in the upcoming season. So now, even in Eastern UP, we have managed to do a paradigm shift where now the farmers have started to come out and do ratoon management without us having to tell them. So this actually accounts for 50% of our crushing. And this is where we have gotten the bump up. This
in yields, yeah.
In yields, of course. And this will help keep our crushing stable. Also, I want to mention that the crushing will start early this year since the festivals are also earlier and the weather conditions are up till now, touch wood, looking good. So we see a positive year for cane upcoming. Then if we move on to PLA, I just want to talk a little bit about the market in India about PLA, because I think that that's a point which comes up in every conversation. So just to begin with, we will begin our commissioning in October. And in our first year, we'll probably have about a 50% capacity utilization with quality in the first year. So we are already on our way to importing and selling under our brand name. We have touched, it's also there in the presentation, so this doesn't need to be written down. We have touched more than 175 customers directly already. We are catering to 50 plus. We have 30 plus trials going on with different companies of good caliber. And, you know, we are creating a lot of awareness with our bio-yogurt wheels. This is giving us a lot of tailwind when it comes to showing people the possibilities, whether it is at the government places, whether it is at big brands and things like that. The other thing is that we expect that by the time our plant is at full capacity, our plant should be sold out within the country. Having said that, we will of course sort of take the best price that we can get, whether it is inside of the country or outside, and we don't see at all a challenge there. I just want to also mention that Karnataka and Kerala state governments are giving a lot of push for circularity, compostability, and even in the north, Rajasthan, Gujarat governments, all the CPCBs are taking it very positively, and even at the central government level, we are getting a lot of positive response from all the departments, so we are very confident and we are very excited to go forward with this. Thank you.
Pramod.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. I hope all of you had the opportunity to go through the results presentation that has been shared. So for the benefit of time at our disposal, I would request the moderator to open the forum for Q&A section. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Have one question on the ethanol. Since now we have reached almost average 19% kind of ethanol blending, what is your view from the demand conditions, say, next few years? What is your discussions with the government about increasing the blending from 20 to 25%, and you know, how the demand probably will be pan out over the next few years? And what probably also will be the contribution of sugarcane-based feedstock and grain-based feedstock? So what exactly are your discussions with the government on this?
Yeah, hi Sanjay, thank you. So I'll answer what Sanjay's asked in a little more. So if you saw, there were some articles recently published by CM, which was talking about the issues in engines beyond 20. Government of India has come out with a very clear clarification yesterday, Pramod, where they have not only spoken about this misnomer being a misnomer, they've also very clearly given and detail the benefits in terms of forex, etc. And they've gone on to say how they back the ethanol program per se. So even BIS standards are being fixed. Probably they would move from 26 onwards. They have detailed a roadmap, or they are in the process of putting up a roadmap from 20 to 22, then 25 to 27. So demand conditions don't worry me. Government's commitment to the program doesn't worry me, especially after what we have read. Yesterday is a very detailed paper. You could share with some of the investors if you saw the interest. It's in public domain. Lastly, what we are dealing with right now is the ethanol pricing. I am very hopeful, especially since government has said it's such a beneficial program. Why not do what they've not done for 2 years? We are in active persuasion with all government sources for juice, bee, both prices. And this year being a surplus year. So let me put my thinking on the table a bit. Last 2 years, the environment was not that of surplus. Next year, the first year we are entering surplus. production. So the government's attitude when there is a surplus and when there is not a surplus is very different. So if you saw in the yesteryears, they have given about 10 rupees a kg. I'm talking of real time back from maybe 10, 12, 15 years back. I don't remember. 10 rupees a kg, which is one third of the export price as subsidy, just to handle the surplus and the arrears. So I think next year we are very positive, and I personally feel that the ethanol price would increase because this is the only thing which will kickstart the diversion and maybe take it to even beyond 4.5 million. It's the need of the hour, beneficial for the country, and owing to the surplus, I guess there is not much of an option. And I'll also tackle the MSP question, minimum sugar price. We are again actively lobbying for both MSP and exports. But I guess exports will happen when the production figures get much clearer. If you do recall, last year in January, even with a wafer thin surplus of 1 million, the government did allow 1 million to go out. So given the prospect of the surplus being larger, I personally feel that should also happen in around the same time. I mean, one can't commit. It's maybe as soon as government gets confidence, promote that the production is what it is being envisaged. So these are the, you know, comments on ethanol demand, ethanol pricing, MSP and export. I thought let me brief the house once for all. Thank you.
And sir, what is your view on the proportion? Because last few years, the maize ethanol production has gone, okay. Means maize ethanol diversion has been a lot higher than the molasses. So,
So,
do you think that government this year will balance this out?
Yes, yes. So, two parts to this. The demand could not have been fulfilled by the sugar industry owing to lack of raw material fully. And the year previous to that, they just put a grinding halt suddenly on diversion. So the demand needed to be fulfilled, maize came and did the gathering. Now current year, if you see, there have been some unintended consequences of maize area increasing. So I think if, Sanjay, I get your question correctly, what if there is an oversupply? We will get our share is the answer. Maybe maize gets curtailed for all you know. We get our share. Because again, we go back to the basics. Basics is there is surplus. Surplus needs to be diverted. If not diverted, sugar price will suffer. That is the reason why this will happen, that is diversion. Your ability, if it's 45 million, government will take that. And exports also should happen, should the production figure come to what we are thinking it would go to.
Right. So one question I have on the sugar recovery side. Last year, across UP, we have seen a significant decline in the recovery. Given the fact that, as you have mentioned, the rainfall and has been a well spread, and so is it possible that we can go back from again 11.3 to 11.7%, or new varieties have been hampering that?
I think definitely there is a chance. I mean, and I would think up to now a good chance for that to happen. Our varietal balance is on a really good front. I would say the red rot laden 238 is only about 7%, which is super healthy. So that will also give us maximum of what it gives. And the rest of our varieties are also, I would say, best in the state, best in the country even, you know. But we are very, very hopeful.
So, Sanjay, basically, if, you know, I'm to hazard a guess, 11 point, Pramod, we went to 11, dropped by 0.4 last year.
Approximately.
So, if we went to 11.3, 28, from 11.72, something like that. So, I would definitely feel very positively inclined towards the recovery, but maybe not 11.72 in 1 year, maybe 2 years. But yes, a definite uptick from 11.28. Halfway, maybe. It's too tough to say now. Yeah, but positively inclined towards increase in crushing from last year's figures and positively inclined towards recovery.
So as we speak today, the weather is conducive for
100%. But let 2 months pass.
Yes.
Right. And so my last question is on the PLA. So as you mentioned that you have been importing PLA to sort of develop the market. So at what price or what would be the landed cost of PLA, and will in future that imported price will define the your realization for the product?
So actually we are not at liberty to disclose the figures like this due to NDAs and things that we have. But obviously we are, since we are importing ourselves and we are doing everything, we are very cognizant of everything as we go. Sorry, I can't give you too much of
so I'll just try and put the basics on the table again. So the demand generation and the price would both go hand in hand. We are hoping for a lot of mandates from the government, which is in their sort of own thinking and within their own mindset. Maybe it's from some departments which will eat up more than we can make, and therefore it should be positively inclined towards the price. So we are hopeful on both sides, our ability to produce and our ability to sell.
Perfect, perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
And you know the price structure. Let's say yesterday the price was lower than what we thought. Tomorrow it might not be. Maybe there are some, you know, government puts in some restrictions to sort of beef up the Indian industry. So there are lots of things we are working on.
Right, sir. Right, sir. Thanks for all the answers, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Mr. Saraogi, what would be your view on any changes in SAP that may happen this year?
Yeah, so SAP is in all likelihood would go up. See, okay. We are thinking that I'll be brutally honest, SAP might go for 2 years. And okay. That may not be all that bad if supported by the measures which we have spoken about, which I briefed on Sanjay Manyal's questions. Because A, this will help our crushing to go up. B, that may be the need of the hour for the upcoming UP elections. And it will also, what is it? It will give us a lot of raw material for our ethanol. And we are hoping, see in a period of 10 years, you do go through a couple of years of, you know, glitches. So I'm hoping it's a glitch. My evidence would be this year's ethanol pricing. If it happens, I'm a bit delighted. And we hope that our recovery in 2 years will make up for cost increases.
Right. And sir, slightly related question, the lower acreage of cane that we are seeing in UP, is it a result of, because the varietal change has happened from 0238 to others, farmers have seen lower yields on newer varieties and hence it is resulting in decline in their income. Is the lower acreage relating to that, and any SAP increase can compensate for that?
Yes, Avantika.
So, it's never just one factor, right, for a whole state. So, definitely, this has a part to play. Secondly, people are trying to experiment with a different blend of crops a little bit to see how they can get a better realization. And definitely, the SAP going up will increase the acreage back. I think the acreage has bottomed out for UP, to be very honest. There does need to be a healthy balance of crops to see price of each and every crop. Otherwise, oversupply of any crop is not good.
So I'll just complete my thought on this. The idea is a variety also finds its home. It finds its yield. It finds the correct soil, the correct time to be planted. So how much ever we say, until the farmer faces the brunt of negativity and some see the fruits of positivity, that I think is now, let's say 14201 is a beautiful variety. It must be planted at the correct time. So those who planted the correct time yesterday, last year saw fantastic yields. So I'm saying all these small experiments with SAP will definitely take our area up and our payment, and you know, I'll leave it there.
Sure. And sir, one unrelated question, mainly relating on the government side. Sir, any government to government exports which happen, time and again we hear exporting to South Asian countries and few other geographies. How does the sale happens actually, and at what price does it happens? Is it through companies, through government's buffer stock, or through trader's stock?
It won't impact any sugar company, so you can let this question go.
Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from Kotak Non-Discretionary PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. So just a quick question on the PLA. We have seen earlier that many companies have used bagasse to make biodegradable paper products. While the products do look quite impressive, but the price point is where the demand gets impacted. My point being, do you actually see customers paying a premium for the product that you are making? Because in this case, in the case of biodegradable products, I don't see that working out. I mean, you've given examples of Starbucks, but that's fine. What about other uses?
So I just want to remind you of one very simple thing, that our production capacity will be 80,000 tons and India's consumption of plastic is 15 million tons. So first, let's put that into great perspective. Secondly, the short answer to your question is yes. People will pay a premium where they see functionality and opportunity to create a better atmosphere. If they don't do it willingly, I think the governments, and there are many big companies who want to, lower their virgin plastic consumption, unrelated to any government mandate also. So while I understand what you are saying, it doesn't affect it when it is such a, it's not even a drop in the ocean. So this question is not relevant in my mind, to be very honest.
Okay. Okay, got it. I'll maybe take this up with you offline. Another question on the cane production, just wanted some clarity. For FY26, you said that it was 18% up compared to last year. It's expected to be 18% up on an overall basis.
Yeah, we spoke about the country level.
Right, 18%. And what about UP?
UP we said would be flat.
Okay, understood. That's it for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Avantika.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations on the performance, given that it was a low crushing quarter this time around. So my line got dropped in between, so apologies in case this question has been already answered. One is on our PPT, we have mentioned that the utilization rate of production capacities in bioplastic worldwide is 58%. So that number seems to be a little bit on the lower side. So can you highlight top reasons for the same and how our facility will be a little different?
Sorry, I didn't understand your question. Could you repeat it, please?
Sure, sure. So in our PPT, we have mentioned that globally, bioplastics worldwide capacity utilization is somewhere in the range of 58%, right?
Oh, okay, sure, okay.
Yeah. So that obviously looks on the lower side. So
yes.
So what are the reasons for that, and how would our facility would be a little bit on the higher side, or how we are going to tackle those hurdles?
So definitely 58% is on the lower side, definitely. But I don't think So it is basically coming from China, this thing. It is, if we look country-wise, I don't think this figure is like this at all. China has one single facility of 300,000 tons, which is not able to ramp up capacity, is what I understand. Not for want of a market, but for want of their own internal technology or whatever those things. So I don't think that this is the way to sort of look at this question. The market is definitely there globally. We are barely 1% in bioplastics, and PLA would be even like half of that. So 0.5% of global consumption. So that's one thing. And we don't see this as a challenge arising. In fact, we get more questions like, you know, when will you be able to supply us full so that we can change over full? State governments, central governments, everyone is looking to this. And like I was mentioning earlier also, so, you know, states like Kerala and Karnataka are pioneering their own PLA-based milk packets, water bottles, this is without anything related to Balrampur's efforts. So things are happening automatically as well. And they are, in that case, much more expensive at the end of the day than what we would end up being when we have the domestic production. So the only question we get asked, when will your domestic production start so that we may actually make a strategic shift? This is where we are coming from.
Fair enough. Just one clarification in your opening remarks, ma'am. You said that we would be 50% utilization within the first year. So I assume that is 12 months, not that financial year FY27, right?
No, we are hoping 6 months. In that 6 months, stabilization, okay, etc.
So ramp up to maybe total 100% in 6 months is what we want. So we are, it's too early to say, more than
Let
me attempt to answer the way I know best, that is straight. It is something new. Is it something alien to us? A lot of it is fermentation, so it's not so alien. Our excellence has been lifetime in manufacturing. So we are hoping that with the best technology partners and, you know, our watertight contracts, we should be able to deliver the quality of, you know, the level, the quality of PLA which is desired. We should do that. I don't doubt that. The efforts being put into marketing, the liaison or the dialogues with the states and various departments of the center, etc., and the mandates are moving in the right direction. So it's you know, if I'm an outsider, it's a leap of faith on the management. So trust us and we should perform. But it's something new for us also. But it's not, you know, a shot in the dark. It's a well-researched, well-thought-out, well-planned program.
Yeah, thanks. That's helpful. Absolutely, we have confidence in the management of Balrampur to deliver this. Thanks for that answer. So coming to our grain ethanol volumes, this quarter around, I think we have done highest in terms of quarterly run rate, right? So, and also I believe from the increase in average realization, we have done predominantly through maize. So, can you just kind of give some unit economics in terms of how profitability, availability and costing is for various feedstocks and how maize is looking at the current prices?
Sanish, going forward also for the period up to October before the start of the new season, we will predominantly do maize-based only. Now, to give a profitability indication on the basis of 2 months of performance is not the right thing. Maybe at the end of next quarter earnings call, we will be in a better position to present that. The main reason why I am saying this, it all depends upon the procurement price of maize.
In the next year. Right now, we procured everything.
Yes.
And just to tell you, this will never move the needle for Balrampur. It is good because it covers our fixed cost of the distillery and gives you some money. So this is a good filler for our Mirzapur unit. Yes, well desired, but this is not a, you know, game changer either way for the company. Am I right?
Maximum around 5 crores liter on an annual basis.
So if you supply 5 crores and you make 3 crores, is 15 crores. Yes, it's very welcome with the coverage of fixed cost. But that's the range basically.
Just the reason I was asking is that because this is the first time we have seen those volumes. No? So, and in the past, our commentary always has been what you have highlighted, right? It is not that a profitable route. So I was just wondering in case there has been a sharp drop in prices or we have got feedstock and remunerative. Yeah. So I thought I would just clarify that.
It was a very brief, short drop in prices. But, you know, as businessmen, we decide to procure when the price hits what we think may be the right price. And today, if you go to buy, it's more expensive. So,
Salish, even if we are able to procure the entire requirement of the sell price of DDGS is extremely important.
Yeah, that's because of so many distilleries. That earlier was, let's say when we began business of this grain, our DDGS price for rice was 26.
29.
It went up 29. 29. So today that is what, 1920?
1718.
18. And our maize DGDS price is 15-16. 15 now.
And without bagasse as the energy source, it's even worse. If coal is your energy source, then you are gone.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks for that clarification. And just last question from my side. I was a little curious. I just wanted to confirm my understanding is right or not. Our net recovery numbers for the quarter, I know the crushing is very small and it is minuscule, but it was 11.38% versus 11.15% last year, right? And last year, diversion was kind of little limited, right? So is it predominantly because, yeah, so this predominantly because our facility in our earlier calls we had said has shifted from B to C, that the net recovery post diversion was a little bit on the higher side this time?
No, no. So any recovery figure we give you is apples to apples.
So
it's reduced to C.
So for pre-diversion, this quarter we had 11.57 vis-a-vis 12.1 in the corresponding quarter of last year.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
All good, sir, all good. Hope everything's well at your end.
Yeah.
Sir, couple from my side. First, on the long-term debt of PLA that you have raised 460 crores, it's mentioned in the presentation that the repayment of this term loan will begin from 3Q FY29. So, till that time, there'll be no interest outflow. Is that correct? And when will the 5% interest payment will start?
So, the principal repayment will start, as we mentioned in the PPT, but we are paying interest on a monthly basis. We will get the 5% interest subvention claim from the government of UP after the commencement of our commercial production.
Okay, after the commencement. Okay, got it. And just a continuation on the same, with our projected borrowing for FY28 and an interest outflow once PLA is up and running, because I think you mentioned after the, so just wanted to understand that.
So this entire 1650 crores would be borrowed within FY27, maybe 1500 crores within FY27 and 150, 200 crores in first quarter of FY28.
Okay, fair enough. And I think Vivekji, you mentioned in your opening remarks and probably to answer to one of the earlier participants as well, did you mention that you expect the PLA plant to run at optimum utilization within 1 to 1.5 years of commercialization starting October 26?
I would be very disappointed if it took me 1.5 years or 1 year.
Okay, I mean, we'd be delighted to see.
6 months is the target max. 6 months.
Okay.
We have the world's best people. Let me explain why. We have the world's best people who have supplied globally and who have succeeded globally, right? They are part of our process. There's a watertight contract on their head. And plus, we fancy ourselves as good manufacturers with sharp eye on detail, having done fermentation business all our life along, which is the distillery part, which is a significant portion of this business. So, 6 months.
Okay, that's a great news, sir, and we are equally excited for that, ramp up that's fast. So, in that context, have you kind of internally planned for, a phase two where, because 6 months and then, that gives you a strong visibility for the going, coming years as well, and also the enough cash flows of the capex that you are already putting in.
Our Balrampur's DNA personality is we focus on achieving one and then looking at the second. I don't dream so much. I want to achieve and then dream. Having said that, there is enough scope left in the plant to expand in this very layout and construction.
Sir, Of course, when we have planned, we plan to go bigger. But things have to play out until we are able to do that, which is definitely the desire.
So, as I said, have faith.
We do have that for sure.
Putting our best foot forward, and let me just assure you, putting our best foot forward with the best possible people everywhere.
Okay, noted, sir. And given you know, with your expertise in fermentation, and given you know for the polymerization, you will also get lactic acid. So, is there a possibility of exploring other chemical compounds? Is R&D already looking at it, or do you intend to look at those possibilities in the future, such as like propylene glycol, etc.?
Look, definitely the short answer is yes. The R&D, you know, R&D was a forgotten subject in Balrampur, and today it's a hottest new topic. So I think we are all over a lot of things. At first, we are all over our existing process, which is to upcome, you know, next year. And then all of the possibilities are definitely at, you know, in at play.
Good R&D team, internally, external consultants. We are on the job.
Great to hear that, sir. And thank you, Avantika, for pitching in also. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. And I must appreciate the line of questions put forward this time by our investors. It delights me to hear such pertinent and to-the-point questions. Thank you very much for your understanding.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Balrampur Chini Mills Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.